This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. New season of Jersey Shore out. Hoping for a little bit of drama with all the boring parent life that they have. Aiden is getting it. Peyton is getting it. I'm Sean Sharif alongside our Jay Choppy, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt.
Work and kids. I mean, that's what really gets in the way of being able to live like the party lifestyle. Kids especially. I mean, kids really put a damper on it.
Age and aches as well.
Yep.
Can't go back to back on the Friday, Saturdays, Saturday, Sundays, at least in my world. We have a report from David Pagnotta. He is on the NHL Network, Sirius XM NHL as well. He's got 128,000 Twitter followers, so he seems credible and legit. Here's what he wrote 16 hours ago. Noise out of Dallas regarding Pete DeBoer. Per multiple sources, players are not pleased with how he handled several situations during the Western Conference Finals, along with post-Game 5 and exit media remarks. Told players voiced their concerns during internal exit interviews. DeBoer has 1 year left on his contract.
Well, if you were to go back and you were to look at Pete DeBoer's career, right? Go look at Pete DeBoer's previous stops and how they ended. He missed the playoffs his final year in Vegas. He had gone to the conference finals in back-to-back years. He missed the playoffs. He got fired. San Jose, he lost the Stanley Cup finals his first year. His fourth year, he lost the conference finals. The following year, he started 15 and 16, and they fired him midseason. And I don't know the intricate workings of what happened, you know, in each of those stops. But, you know, most coaches can survive bad mistakes. They can survive coaching miscues. They can survive whatever. It's very difficult to survive a lost locker room. And once you lose, and I'm not saying he's lost the locker room, but it's apparent by these comments that at least you could see the exit from where you are. And it's like, you know, I can see maybe that it might be starting to lose it a little bit, at least with these comments, at least in the interim. He's going to have to do some repairing in the offseason.
And did Stars players with these internal interviews tell this to Pete? Or did they tell this to Jim?
Correct. Or higher than Jim, even, right? They go up to Gilardi, right? So, yeah. And how much of this, were they just voicing their displeasure about the move or the comments, too?
We also need to put this in other sports terms, right? You've gone to three straight conference finals. What would we have done if Mike McCarthy went to three straight conference finals, lost them all, got blown out in the last one? Because in my mind right now, right, like not being as big a hockey person as football and the other sports, I'm like, hey, this is a good accomplishment. You know, the Stars are fighting for attention here. And Western Conference Finals, hey, they're the most successful team in the Metroplex. But then you got to switch it to what Stars fans may be thinking, and many of them may be thinking, you're not going to get a better coach. Don't get spoiled. Don't sit there and bite the hand that feeds you. Or Mike McCarthy gets the three straight conference championship games, loses all three, gets blown out in the last one. What is the percentage and ratio of the Metroplex and Tolos saying we need someone to get us over the hump versus, hey, we're right there. Let's not take a risk of moving backwards. Because that's what we're talking about here with Pete DeBoer.
Right. I think that if the so Cowboy fans are a lot like Yankee fans in the sense that there's a entitlement to them. Joe Girardi went to Game 7 of the ALCS, and he had won a World Series, and he got fired. So he had won a World Series, and he went to Game 7 of the ALCS, and then as soon as that Game 7 was over, a couple days went by, they fired him. They want to fire Aaron Boone every year. He just went to the World Series. So, yeah, I think that the Cowboys, after three straight conference championship games,
yeah,
first time, no, hadn't been there in three decades. Second time, no. Hey, look, we're cool. Third time,
I agree.
You know, things happen. Like, yep. Now, listen, I don't think it's going to happen. You know, like the Lions are kind of in that spot. Like if Campbell fails again in the playoffs, like are they going to move on from him? No, I don't think so. I think they're just generally happy to be there. Cowboys are different. Cowboys operate under a different set of standards and such. Stars, man, they're the first team ever, right, to go to three straight conference finals and not even make a Stanley Cup.
I think it's they're the first team to go three straight conference finals and not win. Like, not like they win didn't even title. Just make it, but I think they're the first who didn't even win one.
Look, I don't think I would not fire him. I would. I think he's right. My response to this is, and it's generally like this with a lot of coaches. You want to fire him? Fine. Are you replacing him with somebody better? Like, otherwise, you just replace him to replace him.
I just wonder if. And it's
I wonder what other situations they're talking about as well during the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I'm trying to think
what
if
else
there was,
besides Ottinger.
Yeah, I mean something
maybe about, lineup changes.
The Donoff. Yeah, I don't know how they felt about that.
I just the way that I look at this right now is, and it's the comparison I made the day after, and it's the best one that I can come up with right now, given how much I understand hockey. It does remind me, it does seem like when you talk about his trajectory and the things he's done other places, how it is like a Buck Showalter or a Jim Harbaugh or somebody like that who it's like they've shown a track record of they get you to a point, they surge you back pretty quickly. They take over something that's struggling and they jump you up and you're having a lot of success early. He did it with the Yankees. He did it with the Diamondbacks. He did it with Texas. He did it with Baltimore. He did it with the Mets. First year, they won 101 games after being, I think, below 500 or whatever they were. But pretty quickly, like the Buck Showalter experience rubs people the wrong way.
It wears on you.
And I wonder if it's just Pete DeBoer is a guy where it's like, you've got an expiration date. If you don't get it done in 3 to 4 years with Pete DeBoer, people are going to start losing patience with it and they want to be done. And I think at this point, you got to look at it and say, something probably needs to push you over the edge that isn't Pete DeBoer.
All right. Now, three things for DeBoer in defense of him. First off, he won a lot of games without Miro and without Robo in this postseason. They probably shouldn't have even have gotten past the first round.
Yeah.
Not because of DeBoer, because of, though, not that because they of got
DeBoer.
Passed.
Not because of DeBoer. And then also, like, the Rope injury in this series was big. And, you know, even though he only missed a game, like, he's playing on a fractured foot.
Yeah, but they lost game two.
They lost game two. So
that's 1-1.
They lost game two. Yep. So it was tied at one. And look, tied at one is it's still anybody's series.
Yep.
So there's a couple of extenuating factors that kind of went into that.
Here's Twitter reaction to this report. Get ready to learn Russian Pete. Man, Pete is great at getting to the conference finals, but only seems to have a 3 to 4 year shelf life. You can't name four better coaches in the NHL. Just saying. Who can you find that's better on the street? Pulling Ottinger was not ideal. Same thing happened in Vegas. What are the Tolos saying on the text as well?
Sean, the 214 says you have to also address the roster disappearing and lack of defense late into the postseason. 214 says, is he the Doc Rivers of the NHL? Oh. And 254 says, it's just time to say goodbye to Jamie Benn.
Okay. 877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line.
Well, let's address the roster. They got to get tougher. That is apparent. Is having a large number of European players who are just a little bit more finesse, Finesse may be the word. Finesse has a connotation of soft. They're not soft. Problem is, they play on bigger ice. The girl playing on bigger ice. It's like 15 feet wider, right? It's just a different game over here. A different game. So, maybe you got to make a move. And we saw Florida was in the same. Florida's going to be playing tomorrow night. And they're in the same position. They were in the same position the Stars were in a couple years ago. They were a really good team that just didn't have the toughness. And they wind up making a few moves. And one of the guys they made, they got was Matthew Tkachuk. And he changed the thing. Sam Bennett, too. And there's another Tkachuk out there whose name is all over trade rumors this summer. The Rangers want him. The Sabres want him. This team wants him. That team wants him. I mean, everybody wants him. Of course you would. He's tremendous. Anaheim wants him. I mean, everybody wants him. The Stars. The Stars should want him. Florida might want to get him, for crying out loud. So I was throwing some names out to friends, to Stars fans, to hockey inside, the Hockey Hawk. Who's Robo. Oh. Robo. I was like, who would say first? Who would say no first? And they're like, Ottawa 100% would say no, a Robo Tkachuk deal. They would absolutely say no. They've said they don't want to trade him. There's rumors that he wants out. He has publicly denied it. All right, how about Wyatt Johnston? How about Wyatt? Okay, Wyatt and what? That's the kind of player we're talking about here. So if you want to get somebody like this, and this is a guy they need, like they need a player of this like toughness, you're going to have to pay. And you're going to have to pay with Robo and a pick or, you know, Wyatt and something else. And that's just a question that, you know, Stars fans have to ask and answer if they want to actually go down the road. Because what have we said about DFW outside of the Cowboys? We do love cheering for our own, you know? And if it's a guy that you've kind of seen come up, do you really want to move on from that?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, is that the same application?
People didn't cry when Stanky left from...
No, they didn't.
With what you got back.
No, they didn't. But, you know, Stanky was a player that we would like... It would have been nice to have had him.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been nice to have had him.
Yeah, but I mean, like, also, when you think back at the cup that the Stars won last time, it was with Joe Neuwendijk and Brett Hull and Ed Belfour and people who were not, like, they were not homegrown players, and that wasn't anything that seemed to bug. Obviously, they had Madonna, who was, like, the linchpin of that, but I don't know. I was just looking over at one of these Stars message boards on Reddit, and they've got a thread over there from 3 days ago where they were like, we had to consolidate all of the fire Pete DeBoer topics that are being said. So they had to like create a separate post to just, if you want to say that you want Pete DeBoer fired, just say it in here because you guys are flooding the forum now with comments.
So there's a report. NHL Network's Dave Pagnotta, noise out of Dallas. Players are not pleased with how he handled several situations during the West Finals, along with post Game 5 and exit media remarks. He really butchered that. I mean, even we could tell that. The Sean and RJ PR firm, he absolutely butchered Ottinger after the game, and he didn't clean it up when he had a number of hours to reflect and regather in the end-of-season pressers.
Yep, you could absolutely defend pulling him. Because if he leaves him in there and it's all of a sudden 4-0, you don't even have a chance. You could absolutely defend, whether you agree
with it
or not.
Again, I would have blamed it on the rest of the team.
Right.
I didn't pull you because of you. I pulled you to get them going.
Right, to get them going. And look, it worked. It got them going. It did get them going. So you could absolutely make the decision and make it justify pulling him. The comments, that's what people have a problem with. There is a lack of toughness. Again, that's why I'd love to get Brady Tkachuk in here. Good luck. It's going to cost. But this is an opportunity, you know, to keep the coach here. But he's going to have to do some mending of relationships, it seems.
Did the Eagles get eliminated from winning the division yesterday? And how Deion still isn't getting it? Your football fix is the Red Zone every day at 9:20. That is next on Sean and RJ.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah, Eagle!
The Eagles and Lions already eliminated from NFC contention. That would be very, very nice. Some people, the nutjob psychos, many in this room and building, believe that the Madden jinx hit Saquon and Filthy yesterday. It is the sweetest Madden cover of all time, even though it is an eagle. Him vaulting the player. No cover has ever come close to that. Maybe if you combine some players, you have John Madden on there, old school stuff, but it is pretty damn sweet with Saquon Barkley on the cover. But you went and checked the history on whether the jinx still lives.
All right, so the last 10 cover stars, you had Christian McCaffrey. Struggled with injuries, played 4 games. You had Josh Allen prior to that. 44 TDs on the ground, also threw a career-high 18 picks, but he did not get hurt.
Which, how did you not know about Josh Allen's relationship, you admitted last night?
I don't know. I guess I actually just, I watch sports. I don't worry about pop culture, bro.
Wait,
I didn't know. I had no idea he was with Haley
Steinfeld.
He
had no idea last night in the email that only I read.
They don't think Haley Steinfeld is worthy of propping up at the NFL, I guess, like they do Taylor Swift. I don't know.
In Madden 22, you had... I skipped over 23. Maybe there wasn't.
23 was John Madden. It was the year he had died.
Madden 22 had Mahomes and Brady.
That's where the Burrowhead curse began.
This is one of those soft covers where they can't pick somebody, so they put two on. Mm-hmm. Not to hurt feelings.
Two on.
They enjoyed strong seasons. They did not go to the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Super Bowl, though, neither one did. Brady threw for 43 touchdowns. His highest total in over a decade.
Got a divorce, though.
Mahomes threw for 37. 21, Lamar Jackson. Now, he did not win the MVP, but he did have a good season. 26 TD passes, 1,000 rush yards.
But that was the year of COVID, too. I mean, that wasn't Lamar Jackson's fault, but we did have COVID that year.
Madden 20. Mahomes' first nod as the cover. He followed up his MVP campaign and won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the biggest one that's broken the curse. That was hard to argue against. There was really nothing bad that year for Patrick Mahomes.
Antonio Brown in 19. He had his sixth consecutive season over 1,000 receiving yards and 15 TDs. In Madden 18 was Tom Brady. He backed up a strong campaign. He had 4,500 passing yards, 32 TDs.
Hold on. Because after the Madden cover year, Antonio Brown has not played really ever since. So that is a curse. Even though he had a good year that year.
That year he had a good
that's
year.
That's the Vontaze Burfict curse.
Yes. Madden 17 was Gronk. And he had a Super Bowl championship that year.
This whole thing's a joke.
All right.
Look, if there's one player that it could jinx, it would be Saquon Barkley in his history. Like the man has had so many problems.
Like McCaffrey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think Madden should just be blamed for putting injury-prone players on the cover. That is just their fault.
And then the Lions lost their All-Pro and Pro Bowl center Frank Ragnow at the age of 29. Tried to talk himself into it. Said, I just wasn't feeling healthy. And this now continues a trend, Bobby, of younger guys stepping away.
Yeah, this is from the 2018 draft, which is where Frank Ragnow was picked. You now have five players that have retired from that draft. In fact, not only do you have five players who have retired, you have three in a row. 19th pick, Leighton Vander Esch, retired. 20th pick, Detroit, Frank Ragnow, retired. 21st pick, Billy Price, Cincinnati, retired. Mm. And so they've also got Sony Michel and Josh Rosen in there who have retired. So that draft has been hit hard by a lot of retirements. In fact, I think if you look at the top 45, if you go to the top 45 picks, it's nine guys that have retired already. And then Michael Gallup was a third rounder that year.
And look, you get some money. You don't have to play anymore. You know, you've got your generational wealth. I saw an article yesterday talking about, you know, this is just another trend. Andrew Luck retired before he was 30. Luke Kuechly, Aaron Donald still had years left, you know, but he up and retired. So you're seeing this. Mike has talked about it. You're seeing guys not necessarily be lifers. It's like, I want to walk. I want to be able to hang out with my kids. I want to have a brain when I'm in my 50s. Not forget my 80s. How about my 50s?
Yeah. I remember when Ricky did this, like right before football season, and my old sports talk self and the rest of the world, you traitor, you this, you don't know how to be a teammate, you're selfish, you screwed over your football team, and now you have a different perspective, you know, as you get older, where it sounded like Ragnow tried to drag this out to convince himself to do it versus screwing your team after the draft and leaving them high and dry at the position.
Yeah, I mean, look, they've got two essentially... Like, they got elite offensive linemen at the tackle position. You know, like, the interior, they may have some more holes. But they've got good offensive linemen on that offensive line. So, they're going to be all right. They just might not be the great offensive line they were this year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think also the timing for a lot of this now for guys is also about when they choose to announce it is also maybe when they signed their contract years ago. And so they get certain levels of pension with the NFL by waiting until a certain day. So a lot of times they'll tell the team right after the season, I'm done. I wouldn't be surprised if Ragnow told Detroit right after the season, I'm retiring. I will not do it until this date. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they already knew this was coming.
Is Deion still not getting it? Someone in this room thinks so. After primetime, went on the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast, I guess, bearing his beat. Asante Samuel is cray-cray. and Asante had Deion on, and Deion wanted to call out all the BS pre-draft rumors about Shador.
When you sit up there and say something like, he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shador Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're gonna tell me he
every
was
situation.
You're gonna tell me he had on headphones. The Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. So it was some foolish stuff that went on, but you know what? That gave them something that they needed.
Yeah, Deion, you gotta just take your medicine on this one, dude. There's like you're fighting a fight that doesn't need to be fought anymore. It's done. He fell as far as he did. He handled the pre-draft process poorly. Whether you want to get into the specifics of what it is, I have a hard time believing somebody just made up the headphone thing. Like, that seems like such a random thing to make up. But Shador has already established, like, it's been figured out. You clearly mishandled it because all the teams declined to take you till day
32
three.
32 said
that's
no.
Definitive. You messed it up. Whether you think their standards were silly or whatever else, you didn't meet what they wanted from you during the pre-draft process. So arguing against it is a waste of time. Just be quiet. Worry about recruiting. Like, leave your Colorado office. Go actually recruit players. Go sit in some homes with some high schoolers. Try to build back your program instead of sitting here and, like, disrupting Shador's career before it gets started.
It might actually help everyone out if he were to come out and say, you know what? Yeah, he did. He screwed it up. It might actually help. It would be an awareness thing, right?
Do you believe?
It would be a self-awareness, and I think it would help. It probably would help Shador. Now, he'll never do it. No. They're too proud to do it. But it would not hurt Shador if Deion said, you know what, we screwed this up.
It's just the whole thing with him. He can't. I feel like it's a character in a lot of ways, but I think it is just he refuses to accept what it is that is has.
If you want to get technical and maybe because I hadn't heard the headphone rumor, you want to get technical and say he walked in there with headphones, but that's not addressing the rumors that he walked in arrogant. He walked in dismissive. He walked in
taking phone calls.
Like, what about all those other things?
Or didn't walk in at all, told teams, I'm not talking to you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he had plenty of problems. The whole disposition from Deion throughout this whole process, and then to basically try and throw a Bible verse in somebody's face at the back end of it, too, to just be like, well, here's the Bible to say that you're wrong. It's like, okay. All right. Well, also, Proverbs says pride comes before the fall, Deion. So
let go and let God. What a segue, Bobby Bell, in the red zone. Your football fix here on 105.3 The Fan, because Aaron Glenn's Bible study in New York went viral over the weekend. Jarius Monroe, Jets safety, put out a picture of his worksheet. It's his Bible worksheet on social media. And the jokes just flowed in. Let me see if I can read some of this with a fill in the blank. I may need Kevin Hagelin's assistance and help here. But I think I got it. Paul. Okay, Bob.
I had it open, but go ahead.
All right, Choppy, I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
Is this Choppy's religion?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, We kind of had a whole reformation about it, so I mean, we're not exactly same religion. The same anymore.
Are you already looking at it, child?
No.
All right.
No.
Paul was the world's most blank. And what religion are you?
Catholic.
Okay. So we'll do a multiple choice off here.
Oh, no.
Paul was the world's most blank Christian. Fill in the blank.
Most first Christian.
Fascinating.
I mean, sort of. Peyton's answer is sort of right.
Jarius Monroe wrote unlikely.
Okay.
Okay.
He was the biggest persecutor of Christians in the Bible before he converted. His name was Saul.
And see if you can win this on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. If the blank was strong enough to cover Paul's sin, how much more yours?
Holy Spirit.
If the blank was strong enough to cover Paul's sin.
If the gospel.
No, if the cross. What's the right answer, Bobby Bell?
I mean, I'm assuming that's a questionnaire from what they were teaching, so I'd assume it was cross was the answer there. But okay. Those are all kind of correct.
You wage a good war through blank and a good blank.
You wage a good war through what? Through a blank?
Through blank.
Wage a good war. More wars have been fought in the name of God, so I'll say a good war through Christ.
Okay.
Evil.
What? Well,
Choppy was the...
What, Peyton? Bobby said,
war through evil.
You wage a good war.
This Bible study said you wage a good war through evil. If you put on the full armor of evil, that's the Bible verse, Peyton.
RJ Choppy, close to the answer with faith. Faith
all right.
would be the answer. And then finally, we receive spiritual blank by belonging to the church.
Salvation.
I can't wait to hear what you
praying.
Say. What?
Praying.
Covering was the answer right. from
what
Jarius Monroe.
It's closer. It's basically spiritual shelter.
So basically, this went viral on the internet. Like, oh my gosh, is Aaron Glenn forcing this on his players? But I'm here for the jokes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
This is just Twitter. I'm usually for keeping religion and work completely separate, but I actually think the Jets...
Tell me who you voted for.
I actually think the Jets need Jesus Christ himself to help fix them. Next person, the Jets are asking a lot of God. Next, after that 5-12 season, a request for divine intervention may be in order. And then it later came out they've had a volunteer Bible study for years. And a volunteer chapel, as many teams have.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just haven't seen, like, the...
The worksheet. The worksheet. Got a worksheet out there.
Yep. I don't know. We need to get Peyton a worksheet since he wants an evil war to be waged.
Are there any other questions on here I can ask Pepe, Bobby?
No, they're all run out. That's the rest of them. I'll create a quiz for Peyton that we'll bring in for tomorrow.
That's so good. Yeah.
All right, so there it is. The Red Zone. Every day at this time, your football fix here on Sean and RJ, also your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Let's finish up Ask Reddit with the show having on Jason Kidd today. We'll Ask Reddit with the KNC Masterpiece after this. So many different possible directions to go with.
It's not anything we were just talking about.
In this crosstalk here with the KNC Masterpiece, who we're having on Jason Kidd today, Corey Majors.
No big deal. Next day, Robert Ori and Bruce Bochy.
Yeah, Jason Kidd at noon today. That actually, here's what's kind of crazy today. We will be going directly from the Schottenheimer press conference into Jason Kidd. No break today. So that'll be at 11:40 going into 12 o'clock. We'll roll right through it.
What a life.
What a life.
You know what I love about Brian Schottenheimer? What, you got
a day game on Thursday?
He shows up on time.
Do we?
Are you excited? Are you more excited to hear Schottenheimer?
Yes. Well, first of all, he shows up on time, which shows that he's got discipline that Mike McCarthy never had and understands how to control a schedule.
Oh!
Like, how are you going to be somebody who's going to talk about managing all the little details when you can't show up on time to the things you're supposed
pretty
to
dramatic
do?
There.
Well, he was managing the details of his team at the time. Mm. That's what went long.
Do you honestly judge a coach by that? For
sure. Eh. Jason Garrett was
played a lot.
Inconsistent.
Yeah.
What?
How'd that go? Yeah.
Actually, really well. Like he established a foundational core. He gave the team a draft strategy that they used for the next 20 years. It's not all about wins and losses, Kevin.
Okay. I feel like that is pretty much the defining metric.
No.
I mean, it was a lot of wins.
It was a lot of
Romo
wins.
Romo screwed it up.
Yeah. Well, the refs did.
The refs made him drop the football?
No, they brought in the wrong football. It was a slick ball. Oh. Marcus Ware told me once at Dillard's.
Well,
at
K-ball. At Dillard's?
Yeah, at Dillard's. Man.
Were you the same
dress
department?
We were doing an autograph show session. I wasn't signing. I was just hosting.
Just you and DeMarcus.
Get
the picture on the lines.
It was me and DeMarcus. We were between the ink apparel and then Hilfiger. Okay, right between there.
Sure.
Instead of the men's department and a little table. And
were you there like a security or like
no, I was like
handing the pictures to DeMarcus the sign?
We were doing a Q&A. We did a Q&A okay. And then he signed for the people.
Okay.
Very nice.
What else is coming up?
Oh, Kevin's going to he heard y'all talking about getting rid of Pete DeBoer and he said I'm going to one up it. We're getting rid of Jason Robertson too. So
that's
10:20,
a question Kevin's about the pros.
Basically, you just repeat our 9 o'clock hour.
Listen segment. To our whole segment.
Yep. And I don't want to get rid of DeBoer. Never say get rid of DeBoer.
Yeah, Corey. Twisting in the wind out there.
I was talking to somebody at the time during the segment. I'm sorry.
What did you think of the DeBoer report from this guy?
This podcast is brought to you by Minced Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minced Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-TEA today or visit MincedTeaClinic.com. That's MincedTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Works NHL Network.
You know, we call it the DeBort.
DeBort. Sure. Don't do that. Nice. I wouldn't do that.
DeBort Report.
I got it.
Yeah. I like it.
What did you think? Actually, you know what? I'll save that for your show. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think of Tim McMahon somehow generating a million views for absolutely insulting a lot of sports fans in the Metroplex on his Hoop Collective podcast.
Here's the thing. I'll just tell you real honestly, like Texas folks who are hockey fans, it's because they don't know anything about it, real sports.
Oh my God.
Like they don't know crap about football. They don't know crap about basketball. They don't know crap about baseball.
And so Toronto like better not make it back to the finals anytime soon because if McMahon is at the finals in Toronto, he's gonna get taken down.
Hockey's like this newfangled hipster thing down here in Texas.
They've been there 25 or 30 years.
Okay, that's fairly newfangled to me. I was a teenager when they started bringing these stupid hockey fans. Well,
that was a long time ago, buddy.
Okay, well, I have not grown up since then.
They gave him a buddy.
Just when Tim was coming back slowly from the Luka trade coverage, insulting bloggers, he goes right back to it and infuriates Dallas Stars fans.
I'm just confused.
And you're a moron, too, because you're a Stars fan. You know nothing about football.
Lord knows he won't tolerate people speaking against him. The Stars have been here for 32 years, and that's a weird, newfangled doohickey.
The history of hockey.
Yeah.
In the history of how old's hockey?
Well, really old. Yeah. Basketball's really old, too, and the Mavericks have only been here 45 years. So from now until 32 years ago, crazy new hipster trend, 13 years earlier with the Mavericks, that is ingrained, and that is how you make your living and move up in the world. That's a little confusing.
And we're the 92 Cowboys 32 years after they got here?
Yeah.
Hockey's a gladiator sport.
Wow. Man. Maybe being on TV has gotten to his head a little bit.
I think it's weird to call it a hipster sport, though.
Yeah, hipster, right?
It's the furthest thing from it.
What is a hipster sport?
Pickleball.
Parkour.
People still parkour a lot?
Hipsters.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, like... Hipster, I think, naturally cancels out it being like a sport we would all know.
Okay, I gotcha.
Do you know anyone who's a hipster?
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like there's common anymore, but it was a thing like more like...
What is a hipster? Define it for me. How would I know when I...
Counterculture, too cool, into like the Smiths and reading like obscure authors. Yeah.
The Raleigh Fingers mustache guy.
Oh, so Mason
Marshman. If you go to a restaurant and it has a weird or tiny water glass, you're in a hipster restaurant.
Top buttoned flannel.
You think like sales guy Cody's a hipster?
Hondo P.
Hondo P.
Why did the hipster burn his tongue? Because he drank his coffee before it was cool. And that's what a hipster is. Before it was cool, man.
Ever do that hand motion to me.
The closest.
That is the hipster side.
We don't have any hipsters here. The closest thing we have to a hipster on the station would be Eric.
Eric, yeah.
Okay.
That would be pretty cool.
He's a hippie.
Hippie.
I mean, hipster. Hippie and hipsters are kind of like, hipsters are like modern day hippies in a lot of ways.
Oh. All right.
Interesting. They use more resources like electricity, but that's basically it.
It's Tuesday, so we always have some leftover Ask Reddit with the KNC masterpiece.
And it feels like that hipster question could have been.
I mean, that was one right there. The next one, though, we came in with Blink-182's First Date was the song we were playing. Kevin Hagelin, what's the worst you've ever bombed a first date?
Yeah, so I took a girl to see a movie that I didn't completely understand what it was going to be about for our first date, and it was American Psycho.
Oh.
And it was not the most conducive date movie.
No, that feels like a borderline threat.
Cruel Intentions is a good first date movie.
Cruel Intentions is great. Wild Things is even better.
Can I answer the question about somebody who bombed a first date with me?
Sure.
Okay, so I had this date with this girl, and it was fine. But at the very end, she told me that she was really into like witch stuff and doing spells and everything like that.
Was that our last promo girl?
What the hell?
Was it Firuza Balk?
No, not from The Craft and Return to Oz. But yeah, I immediately called my friend who set us up, or I guess it was a little bit later, and I was like, what the hell? And she goes, I had no idea that she was into that kind of stuff. Huh. She said you looked freaked out, and I was like, I was freaked out.
Did she wear all black?
No, she dressed just vibrant.
It was right around 20, 21, 22, something like that. I'd lost a bunch of weight and was as sharp as I'd ever been.
That.
And I was like, ugh. And I went on every date.
Weren't you married then?
I was rolling through it. No, I got married like 26.
21 his age, not the year.
Oh. At first I thought it was like two years ago.
Yeah, I'm just rolling.
And he's so manly, he told Adrian, wait a second, I'll be back.
It's my date night.
I went on a date with this girl, and whenever I dropped her off, she said, she goes, give me a call. And I was like, if I think you're worth it. And then I just like walked off, and she never talked to me. We worked together, and she wouldn't talk to me anymore.
You know, I think that's a good line.
Do you now?
Yes. Despite. We don't judge everything by results.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times.
I know Chaffee does.
Sean's very process oriented.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to talk down to him.
Those
pants make you look fat.
What's the name of your new female intern in here?
There isn't one. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't remember bombing a date. Like, I've had bad days, but it was like a specific instance that bombed. I do remember one girl. We went to Mexican Inn in 183 in Central. The Mexican Inn, right? Restaurant. After that, go back to her place, and I've told this story before. We're just talking, and all of a sudden, she goes in the restroom, and the door's open, and she keeps talking to me. And I assume that she's just doing her makeup, and I walk, and she keeps talking, so I walk over there, and there she is, blowing this toilet up, door open.
Oh, my God,
dude. Having a conversation, like a slap in my face when I crossed that threshold of the door.
Nice.
Holy cow.
But that's not a deal breaker for you.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What?
No.
Oh, gosh.
What did you say? Or
I can't really repeat on radio what I said. No, I can't. I just didn't say it. I played it cool.
Did you hook up?
Went back to the
car. Did you stand there and keep talking?
Yeah, of course. Went back to the couch.
Leaned up against the door.
Went back to the couch.
No!
Finished the conversation.
That is so gross.
Went back to the couch, finished the conversation, we finished the night off.
Do you guys... Did you mess around?
Not that night.
Okay. Do you guys kiss your significant other when you wake up before brushing your teeth?
Not really. But that's also because
Corey just breathes in her face like that.
I'm up before her. I'm up always up before her, and I've already gotten my teeth brushed before she's out of bed.
Okay.
So no, not me, but sometimes she'll give me like one of those kisses, and I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, coffee, and I haven't brushed
closed
yet.
Lip like, peck.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Closed lip peck.
I don't want that.
What else, Bob?
All right, what is a small thing, Corey Majors, that ruins your whole day for no good reason?
Traffic.
I don't think that's a small thing.
Does it ruin your day, though? Like does that I carry over?
Somebody cutting me off will infuriate me for the whole day. I think about it too long.
Oh, I heard you the other day say it's been like an hour long drive.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's the last couple weeks has been nice because
it's
school's
the
out.
Summer.
Yeah, summertime. But somebody cuts me off and I let it sit with me. I think about it and all day long I'm just mad about it. So
you have a gun in your glove compartment?
I don't for that reason.
Okay. What about you?
I've had a gun pulled on me a couple times.
You have?
Yeah, a couple times. A revolver by an old man once. That was ridiculous. What was he going to do with that?
Whoa. Six shooter?
Over,
yeah. I looked over on his land. I could see it.
Yeah. Over traffic.
I was driving down PV Road, and he was driving behind me and like swerving back and forth. And finally, when the next car got up, he pulled up next to me and just pointed a revolver at me. And I'm in my parents' minivan, and I just punched it. And I went and hid like behind Bishop
Lynch
High
School.
What did
you do when you punched it?
I ran through a red light. I did, and he followed me, and I was like, oh, crap.
Wow.
And I was able to find my way away. I was like 17. It was terrifying.
Hagee, what small thing ruins your day?
Man, sorry. Now I'm envisioning this scenario of Corey's.
He had a mustache. He was balding.
Hipster.
I thought it was a cane at
Not
first.
All people with mustaches are hipsters, though.
Hey, what was the other time you got a gun pulled?
He was managing a Papacito's at the time.
Yeah. All right, Bobby.
We don't have time.
Yeah, we're going to do your Papacito's story.
That's fine. I was fine. I volunteered to do it, and you said, I don't think I want people to know that story about you.
Okay, it might give you some street cred.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
it makes your Blockbuster one look like coloring crayons.
I'll tell you what the answer to
Did you say coloring crayon?
Crayon coloring.
Okay.
The answer to this for me is anytime I am informed of plans that Kristen has that I was unaware of. Like, oh, we're doing this. Oh, by the way, we're doing this this afternoon.
You just don't listen. You just don't listen.
Oh, I listen.
And then it's just like at that point, I'm just, that the rest of my day is ruined. I'm mad. Then we go to it. I'm mad. And when we're back, I'm mad.
It's sports.
It's Tennessee sports. A group of men I've never met ruin my whole day when they lose.
Cowboys ruin everybody's week.
Were you sad yesterday about the softball?
A little bit. But the baseball was we won last night, so it made up for it.
Okay.
Fascinating. It was Final Four. I can't get mad. The girls were in the Final Four. What am I going to do? Now, they were wearing the baby blues. I got a problem with that. Okay, let's not go there.
No. Somebody texted in yesterday and said nobody cares about women's softball. Our fan text says differently.
I love it. I genuinely love it.
It's fun.
I really do.
A lot of people like it. So,
all right. We're back tomorrow with another Rangers ticket giveaway. Jason Kidd and Brian Schottenheimer on time. Join the KNC Masterpiece next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.